Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Listen, before I go any further, I want to take a second to give a special thanks and huge shout out to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 36 years of experience. Best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217, or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. Right now. How interested is the average Louisville fan in the Kentucky-Florida baseball game, Nikki?
I mean, this is an elimination game for the Cats. It's for both, I think. Elimination game for both. So you have, you know, conference rivalry, you know, elimination status. Also, anytime a game gets rained out, I feel like there's like a simmering, you know, like a simmering excitement. You know what I mean? Like it kind of marinates overnight.
Okay.
So I definitely think this one's got a little bit of extra juice because of all those things. Not all games that are rescheduled have the same je ne sais quoi, but when it's an elimination game in the College World Series and you guys are conference rivals.
Here's what I'm going through right now.
I'd be lying if I said I knew what happened between the two of them in the regular season, though.
Here's what I'm going through right now. When we're good and we're beating Kentucky, I like to puff out my chest, you know, with just my pride, my alum pride and all that good stuff, right? And in my mind, I like to think it's burning you up. Right. But it's not burning me up. And I'm trying to make it kind of burn him. Like I'm trying to actively make myself like root against Kentucky.
Yeah, I know. Like I'm kind of with you. Like, but I'm not rooting against them. Like
maybe I'm not rooting against them as much as I should be.
Yeah, like I, you know,
I like a good baseball game.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? When they get a chance to win it all, then I'll, you know, that'll be what it is.
That, yeah, at that point, I'll probably stop rooting for them. But like,
I just thought about it. That's when am I?
But I want them to stick around a little bit. You know, make it to the next round.
I don't mind another KCD. That you know what? I literally, therapy. When you get self therapy, it's called
self reflection.
Self diagnosis.
Okay, there you go.
Of what I was struggling with, you know, what my internal conflict was. It's like, yeah, you're not there yet. Let you taste it. Let you get close to tasting it. Let all my rivalry Kentucky fans get all worked up, and we got a shot. And just let somebody just get over here.
Scorpion.
Yeah, just take them out. Okay, so here's the thing. Texas says, not much, but go Gators. Texas says, will NIL...
Maybe we should stop talking about it because they scored in the time we started talking about it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and move along. Actually, like I said, I'll let them go on and get their hearts ripped out or something. Texas says, will NIL make kids less hungry? Whew. First answer to that one. Your first thought, Nikki. Your first instant response.
Will NIL make them less hungry? Less hungry for what? The pros? Maybe. But I don't know. I mean, it depends. I don't think it's one size fits all right
now. Will it make them less hungry for to put wins first or just... Because I don't... Okay.
Yeah, like I'm not sure if that's a one size fits all.
I think, to your question, Texter, I think when you ask me, will NIL make kids less hungry, I think that is the old adage, money just makes you more of what you already are. I think that's what applies to the kids. Listen, distractions are distractions. But NIL still doesn't satisfy. It still doesn't satisfy your goals. It may satisfy people around you. It may add to more distraction. It may get a wave. I think the NIL will bring the wave of distraction, a heavier wave of distraction, earlier than you would have saw it.
Well, we talked about that earlier.
Yep. I think it kind of goes hand in hand. The wave of NIL, distraction level, the money. Oh, do you agree? Money makes you more of what you are. Do you believe that? Because I know a lot of people, what is the root of all evil? Well, give me yours.
yeah, exactly right.
Let me see for myself, is it the root of all evil?
You
almost have to ask yourself, what would I be in a better situation? A significantly more financially well off.
Right.
Would I participate in another level of debauchery?
Right.
Don't even answer, Nikki. Who we got on the phone?
We got our man, Janky.
Janky, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Janky.
All right. So you were talking about how much should the average or the U of L fan hate or wish Kentucky to lose or root against them, right?
Yep, indeed.
This is weird. Is that baseball is the only sport that outside of the actual game we play against them, or two games, right? Outside of the time that we're actually facing them, they don't bother me. Like, I just want to watch a game for the sake of the game because I like baseball so much.
Okay.
It's my nerdy thing, right? And inside of baseball, I only hate one team, and it's the Yankees. So, I don't know that I have room in my heart for more hate in this particular sport. But the rain delay, what Nikki was talking about, Kentucky could not have benefited from it more because
their
bullpen was going to get a little stressed in this one. And I think that Kentucky probably walks away with this one.
Is that another chance? Listen, is that another chance for me to say Mitch Barnhart strikes again? There was no need for the delay, but he knew his bullpen needed it.
That's exactly what I was going to go to. That's such a weird situation that I don't know how big of a delay it needed to be. if they go yesterday, Florida wins. I really believe that. And today, I think Kentucky is ready to go. I think Kentucky takes this one, but it's going to be tough. Again, we're getting to the best of the best for who's executing right now. And if Kentucky's there, I think, oddly enough, it makes Tennessee the weakest team because the only thing Tennessee's really great at is offense.
Okay, so are we looking at the odds that I have to worry about? Am I going to get a KCD out of Kentucky or not?
I think you're going to get one because I don't think that Kentucky can beat Florida State or Texas A&M.
Fair.
Regardless of who they're going to pick up, I don't think they can beat either one of those two teams. Right. Everybody forgets, for the majority of the Florida State went like 15-16-0 or something like that to start the season. Like, they were a great team, and baseball is one of those sports that it's a big wave, and you gotta hit the wave at the exact right time. There's not really this crescendo buildup,
right?
Kind of like the way it is in football. It's long, and there's a lot of games, and you gotta work. It wears you down, so it depends on how you can finish more so than the middle of your year. So that's I think Kentucky has a legitimate chance to win the whole thing.
I mean, you're there, so naturally you got a shot,
right?
Yeah. But and I think they're in a better spot than Tennessee is. I think Tennessee's going to be the team that, that suffers the most because this competition isn't going to let up defensively, and that's where Tennessee's going to get hurt. If their bats go cold for a game or two, they're done.
Well, I appreciate it from our college baseball correspondent, Jenky. Appreciate you jumping in on this one.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks, Jenky.
Ooh.
That's our boy, Jenks. Ooh. Check out Gas Bags Podcast, by the way. Jenky and I did one earlier this week. Talked a little college World Series, and we debuted the Lou Dog.
Are you on a schedule?
What do you mean on schedule?
With the podcast.
We try to do it every week, and it's just, it's
a day. Consistency is the key, Nikki. Consistency.
We try to do it Tuesdays, but it varies because we, you know, we all have.
You have to find a schedule. You have to find a schedule.
But we've done a pretty good job of doing one every week, and we've cranked out 20 episodes already. So okay. Yeah, we're doing okay.
Okay. Well, speaking of podcasts.
Oh yes, I had an alarm set for to ask you about it, but
the podcast game is officially done, and my family is directly responsible.
Okay.
Okay, I have a guilty. It before I even knew what hit me, it was too late. Okay, now to me, you in the sports world, I got no time for negativity. In most of my world, I don't have. And listen, if I'm being negative, listen, I troll on Kentucky and, you know, a little bit like that, but I usually don't delve into the negative because it doesn't do anybody any much good in my opinion, right? It just doesn't do us much good. So I can understand why people, you know, just kind of tune in for just a little, like I might be elevator music to some people. Just I want to listen to a happy person sometimes, so yeah. I'll throw Maven in there because I know he's gonna find some stuff to be happy about. Even when it's really difficult to find things to be happy about, he, you know, that's how he thinks. So I can understand that, right? Nikki, these podcasts from these former players.
There's a lot of them, man.
That are just, and they are just pulling down the curtain a lot. Okay, now I got to go, like, I got to tell you, because you got to help me draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They tell stories about, they start off being complimentary of other players, football players, talk about other, okay, you start off with a funny, you know, locker room story where we got in trouble,
right?
You know, late for practice, you know, blah, 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 right? So then it kind of escalates to, you know, which coaches are like pieces of crap, you know what I'm saying? And it's compelling. You know, it's compelling podcast material. Right. But then it seems like, yeah, you know, okay, oh, of course, they're still all competing with each other on podcasts. So some of the stories are getting a little, you know, like, okay, then you go to teammate fights. And I think they've been handling them pretty good, you know,
right.
Sense of humor for team fights. And, you know, because you see it kind of like, okay, now the podcast is starting to cross paths a little bit. I had to mute on for a long time. Put it this way: the stories on the podcast from the former players are starting to ratchet up a lot. Okay,
sort of like what's off limits.
I think I found the off limit. Right.
Okay.
And my family. I told you. Everybody knows. I love my family. And I got a lot of top level athletes in my family. Rashad McCants, my cousin. Again, I own it. My family is personally responsible for the entire North Carolina scandal. You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
You did not know that?
I did not know that.
The entire North Carolina academic cheating scandal,
yeah,
was one Rashad McCants.
I did not know that.
Rashad McCants.
I learned something
today. Listen, when I told stories about having to watch after Cameron and Rashad when we went over to the pool, right? They were just little snotty noses. Yeah. Like, Marcus, make sure that, you know, come on. Get him oatmeal pie or something, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just that, you know. Like I said, he's my second cousin, but, you know, it's Asheville, you know. And he lived over by the pool.
I mean.
By default, I had to, had to be the overseer. Okay, so here's the thing. He is the one who let the cat out of the bag about us not taking real classes.
Okay.
That's him. Like.
So wait, so did he narc or did he just accidentally spill the beans?
He just narked.
Oops.
He just narked. He just didn't care. Listen.
Ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, he there may be a little more behind it, you know, but. Again, frustrated. He was frustrated with Carolina over some stuff. And that's how it happens, you know. An ex-player, you know, you think you're going to be in the league forever. And some one or two things don't go right. And, you know, he just got the run in his mouth. He's like, no, Rashad, no. No. He from Carolina, moved out west. And just, he just got infected with the limelight or something, right? So Rashad is the one, like I said, who explained it. You know, hey, this is what we did. So when the investigation came, he was like, yeah, it's true. No. Okay. So now, okay, Rashad was on with Gilbert Arenas. He had been, you know, kind of a regular guest.
Mm-hmm.
Kenyon Martin, Gilbert Arenas. You know, so you know it's getting some traction. So he's getting some traction because he's a smart guy. You know what I'm saying? He's funny. You know, he's kind of bold. So it makes it like, let's get him in here. It's like,
yeah,
crazy,
right.
Which makes you sought after.
Yeah, right.
He's on this other podcast. Then he starts talking about the players who slept with the coaches' wives.
Oh. Yeah.
And the players who was getting each other's girls. And it was just like, I think
we're at the line. Yeah. A man must have a code.
I know, but it's like, okay, is that podcast, is that where we are with the podcast, the juicy stuff?
I mean, it's getting to the point.
How can you have a code in the podcast game? Who's going to make the rules for the podcast game? And I want to go back to the NIL questions after this. So don't go anywhere. It's not going to be, you know, slop, you know, just in the mud radio. But I just want to say, like, how do you make a restriction on the podcast game?
I mean,
because that's intriguing.
You know, it's 100% intriguing. And that's the thing. As we've.
Is it up to the interviewer to cut that off?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's up to the interviewer.
Say, like, don't give names.
And also, like, I mean, it's one of those things where it's almost like a drug. Like,
yes,
when you have the salacious, juicy stuff, you know, you're going to be chasing the high more and more. And so then it's going to be like, okay, what's after this? It's like you went from being like, okay, locker room fights, coaches being D-bags to infidelity to people sleeping with the coach's wife to here are the athletes that I know committed felonies and the statute of limitations hasn't run out yet. So, I mean, you can actually actively arrest these people. I mean, what's next? Like, seriously, what's like, how do you somehow top that, you know, when you talk about people sleeping with each other? I mean, it's kind of one of those things where I feel like it's compelling. And the thing is, and the other thing is,
which
this
one was worse, people sleeping together or exposing Carolina?
Probably sleeping with each other.
Who's more responsible for NIL culture moving forward, the teams or the media? Quick commercial break. Last commercial break. 939 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 81-50, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Well, I want to do a quick bit of housekeeping. I just want to remind everybody that your home is your fortress. Your first line of defense is your roof. So your roof is under attack by Mother Nature or Father Time. You should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Locally owned, operated. We'll provide free estimates, inspections, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. They'll also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964. Today, also want to give a shout out, Derek A. Stewart, all of your home buying and selling realtor needs. Derek A. Stewart, let me give you this number. Area code 502-314-9868 for any questions. Any questions, suggestions, he will have the answer or he will find the answer immediately. Wow, grand slam by Florida. Whoa.
Hello.
721. Interesting.
Damn, it's still the bottom of the first?
In the bottom of the first.
Well, the good news is you have the whole game to come back.
Look, now I'm all of a sudden a big fan. Okay, so here's the thing. Texter asked the question. The NIL, the conversation started out with the actual, the NIL. Okay, so here's the thing. I posed the question, kind of rephrased it. Is it about the actual money making them feel like they've made it? Is it about the people around them, you know, feeling like they're treating them like they've made it, starting to treat you like a professional? Because if you've added something to the family budget or something to that effect, you know, it may change some dynamics of how you stand in the household. Also, the media. What is the media's responsibility to covering NIL? Is it the media's responsibility to remind everybody that it is your name, image, and likeness? Or is it the media's responsibility to narrate the how their performance on the field or the court? How should the... So here's the thing. The media can control the way a fan digests or can have a big influence on the way a fan digests NIL in college. If you highlight, it's like once the exact numbers start hitting, like right now it's still real cloudy and everybody's able to deny or, you know, rumor, ballpark, that's not true.
I was going to say, it's sort of like one of those things where we're still kind of figuring out how to measure. I mean, like, On3 is the only one that has the estimated rankings of NIL worth, and their estimates. We don't know exactly.
Listen, it's still free. It's still, the athlete still has his last modicum of freedom. Because there's not a public records boom.
Yeah.
You know how they try, how they've been talking about the university can pay a certain amount to athletes and they're approving those deals? That is the first danger to the impression of pay for play. When you get a number that you know. Because listen, a guy can say, you know, who's from, I'm not using our collective as an example, but a guy from a certain collective can leak, hey, this is how much money we raised for this guy. But there's still that area of gray where it goes through, you know, either an agent or it goes to somebody else where you can still deny it.
Right.
But when the school starts being able to pay directly, that's going to be vulnerable to the Freedom of Information Acts,
right,
and public records requests. This much of that $20 million went to this player right here, and we have it documented.
Yeah, right.
Now,
And if they ever implement like a salary cap, we're going to know exactly.
Listen, once you cannot deny, because listen, I don't care how much money I make. I don't care if I show up in the Bentley coupe. I don't care if you can do the math and say, well, Marcus Maben's Rolex is worth this much, and that Bentley I know is worth this much, and mathematically we estimate, man, get out of here. All that stuff's rented.
Yeah, right.
That's rented. That's fake. That's anything but yes. Anything but when it again. So when it gets control, when it becomes a hard number, the media is going to be, let's go. Because that means again, the biggest protection of the college athlete has been the name amateurism.
Right.
It's also been the biggest, you know, what do you call it? The biggest enemy.
Adversary.
Yeah, adversary. Yeah, thank you for that. The biggest adversary has been the word amateurism.
Right.
You know, keeps you from doing this and that. But it's also the protection from the media, because Marcus is going to come in here flying like Superman when y'all are like, okay, I know how hard it is. I know how hard and distracting, and I know how many pitfalls there are in high-level college sports. Makes me hyper-empathetic, you know, for the players. And I'm hyper-empathetic for my school, right? So I know how, without some of the resources, I know how good of a job Louisville has done to survive and to do all to thrive. And I get all the difficulties. So the amateurism word, I can always rely on that to say, hey, they're still not getting paid. They're still amateurs. They still got a lot to learn. They're still young.
Right.
I could kind of
say, they're just children.
Not quite.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I couldn't do that when the PAL scandal came in. It's just like, oh, damn children. Big ass, 6'8". 270 pounds. Just kids, Marcus. No, they weren't. They knew what they were doing. But point being, when the numbers are the numbers, the word amateurism, you're not going to have that protection of amateurism. You're not going to have that media narrative cover of, listen, it's going to harden the fan. It's going to harden the fan, because if the fan is going to look at the number is going to say, the fan's going to say mortgage. The fan thinks mortgage, yeah. Rent,
right?
Bills, braces, insurance. That's how it's going to get processed to the average fan once they get a hard number.
Right.
All you're doing is playing basketball and going to school. You have right now in your bank account
more than I've had.
My car payment.
Yeah.
My this. And that's how.
More than I made in a year. You got it
how
3 months in.
Going to process to the fan. Now, if the media, like, what if I come in here and say, he's worth the, you know, a house in Anchorage, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right, you know. He should be shooting more than 60%.
I was
going
to say.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, no, it's like,
how's a guy that's driving that car, living in that house, when I'm making what I'm making, and he can't freaking post up? Like, you know, pardon my French. But seriously, it's going to be that type of reaction.
You listen, you know you meant that because you went into full.
I did. You know, I'm looking at my bank account, yeah. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, but here's the problem. Then I'm going to swing in here and say, well, you getting paid based on the work you put in, which is the doctor's excuse. Like, that was a 15-minute surgery, and I had to pay $300,000 for that surgery. Well, you're not paying me for the surgery. You're paying me for the work I put in.
Exactly,
to
right.
Be able to
if someone's
do-
paying you like what you're worth, that means they value you.
Yeah,
like
right.
That's the thing. Like I have always been a defender of athletes. Like, I can't believe LeBron James is making this much and our teachers are making this much. That's fair. I do think teachers deserve to be paid more. But the reason they're paying him that much is because, in their eyes, he's worth it.
The one percenters.
Yeah. And
He's a one percent of the humanoids.
Yeah, right.
Just ever. Like, yeah, you 1%, you prove to me that you're one of the 1% of the best teachers in the history of teaching.
Yeah.
We'll find some money for you.
We'll figure out how to get you six figures.
We'll figure out how to get you. Listen, you'll be writing teacher programs. You'll be designing the entire nation's academic system. You'll reinvent it. But, yeah, of course, don't take on a teacher. Why would you do that? You know the teachers are the strongest group.
I know. But Bob's a teacher. Like, yeah. Like,
they changed the course of political history in the state of Kentucky. Just with a Thanos level snap. Point being,
they are inevitable.
There is a lot of people. There's a lot of perspectives that are going to go into the NIL question of, you know, it's because it's like if you push the agenda that it made them less hungry, it'll fly. If you push the agenda that they're, you know, it's name, image, and likeness, and they're still college students, and you know, but at the end of the day, you know what? It's going to be up to the student athlete. I would tell them, if I was a mentor, I would tell them, if it concerns you about how you're going to be viewed, you act accordingly. You act like your NIL doesn't exist. You don't NIL. Don't put the NIL in front of you. Don't give them that conversation. You know, hey, if you need, you know, like I said, your boy, best example I've seen is the North Carolina State.
Oh, Burns, DJ Burns.
Yeah. Hey, if you don't, and don't even answer questions about your, if you get a little vending machine business.
See, no, I think people like that, though. I think when they see, like,
it would be nicer if they, you know, if they respected financial literacy.
Right, exactly. Mm. But yeah, exactly, financial literacy. Whereas, because people always get jealous when someone's peacocking and flaunting and like, yep, oh, look at this guy with his like shiny new car. But when someone sees somebody doing something responsible, mm-hmm, investing their money, donating to charity, you know, something along those lines, I always think that I think they need more stories like that, because then this idea of just a bunch of kids running around like rock stars kind of goes away.
Money, and it's distasteful.
Right. Like, a lot of these kids are doing
if that's the impression.
Right, right.
And I remember that used to be the biggest, like, get off my lawn argument against NIL. And a lot of times it would be right on that line. That line to, like, all these tattoos and gold chains.
Yeah, so what do you mean by...
Yeah. Who are you talking... And for 20 years, that was the conservative undertone tagline.
Right.
But something that kind of combats that. Not that you want to tell somebody, you should live your life based on being worried about that criticism. It's like, if you want to control your image, though, if you want to influence your image, if you want to, you know, maintain like I said, your university, your culture, you know, you don't lead with that. Keep the NIL. Listen, we all want to peacock a little bit. We all want to.
Right.
That would probably be, I'd say that.
I'm sure DJ Burns has some nice apparel, but, you know, he's.
If you're capable of keeping your NIL deals off the radar, if you're capable of keeping your mouth shut and your image humble.
It's like the Goodfellas thing, where it's like, don't be acting stupid out here buying, you know, cars and fancy suits, you know, just
if I see one,
keep
thing,
it low key.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're asking for trouble,
right?
You're asking for, I don't want to say trouble, you're asking for
attention,
a harsh level of critique.
Yeah,
fair or unfair,
right? And you can make the argument both ways on that.
That would be happening. Okay, Nikki, you go ahead and play us out, because I want to watch the rest of this Florida-Kentucky game. Look, that grand slam, I'm in. I'm just KCD. As always, 8150 939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. YouTube channel is normally made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maybe, 939 the Ville.